Don't pull your hair back.
You ready?
All right. Don't pull your hair back.
Well, I gotta see if you don't mind.
Don't pull your hair back.
All right, now take a deep breath and hold it.
I'll try not to hurt.
I'll try to get the goddamn dress off.
I want to see her suffer.
Please.
I want to see her life torn apart.
Please, Mrs. Tanner, don't get yourself excited. I know you have a great emotional distress, but let's try to be reasonable. By going to the police, what will you gain? Not for one man, but the African actors.
I thought perhaps you were. Did you find out that you were free tonight? That's the wrong goddamn line, isn't it? Huh?
I said my name was Rex Durant.
Well, we're up high in a
cow. Hold it!
My dear, you know I never drink on an empty stomach. Get me something to eat, my child.
Okay.
No, not that ridiculous thing. Now, if there's some caviar.
Yes, in here.
Is it decently chilled?
No, hot as hell.
And left us what? Oh, jeez.
My goodness, just imagine. 10 million people listening at one time. What a colossal invention in miniature. Our Paul.
Oh, a letter came this morning. If I can find the goddamn thing. Oh, here it is.
All right, now take a deep breath and hold it.
I'll try not to hurt.
I'll try the goddamn dress up.
No, make it 8, will you? 8 at my hotel. Lovely to talk to you. goodbye now. There is an object lesson in how not to act with a man. Jesus Christ.
Go back, baby. Go back. I'm there. Don't stop us. Stay, honey.
Okay. All right.
You seem to have spilt your drink. Lovely party, isn't it?
What?
Schmuck.
Take a deep breath and hold it.
I'll try not to hurt too much.
Can we do it over?
Yes, we put the gas on.
Chris. Well, what are you doing here?
Practicing my Bropenfield running.
Oh?
Drink?
No, thanks, no.
Oh, take it.
That was it.
You know, I haven't been in an apartment like this for a long time. It's been 2 years since I was in New York.
How does it look to you?
About the same as any other place these days, but good. You're looking blooming.
Oh, I'm fine. You been getting any lately?
Overtime, you mean?
This is a deplorable situation, and something's got to be done about it. I'm not going to stand idly by.
Dad, can't you understand that I don't want to go to the dance?
Oh, I know you're trying to be a good sport about it, but I'm going to get to...
Now take a deep breath and hold it.
I'll try not to hurt too much.
Bill!
Did you know it was Eddie Moore's blonde wife Regan was supposed to run off with?
Who doesn't?
Did you know that Eddie Moore's owned the God damn it.
Must be difficult for a man who has spent a lifetime stirring up goddamn knowledge that...
Didn't Tanner come at your invitation? And didn't you try to get rid of him because you knew that your husband was coming home unexpectedly?
That's not true.
And didn't he refuse to leave because he knew the Kravis and the Yamas Cran?
Sir, Johnny Rocco was more than a king. He was an emperor. His rule extended over beer, the slot machines, the numbers racket, and a dozen other forbidden enterprises. He was a master of the fix. Jesus, why look around at that face?
Mary!
Oh, no. You get out. You turn right around and leave.
Oh, but Mary.
You heard me. I planned for 4 years how you were going to see me, and it wasn't going to be like this. You get out and count to 20 and then come in again.
All right, Mary.
Hello, John.
Hiya, Fred. God damn it.
All right, okay. Action, go.
Oh, shh.
Where's the kid?
Get out of the way.
Well, the goddamn thing won't work.
Doc, I had another one of those goddamn fits. Could I bring a friend of mine, Steve Trilling, along? He has fits every day.
Kill it.
Hi, Andy. That was quite a snootful you had last night.
Why?
Breakfast will be in 10 minutes, Stevie.
Thank you, ma'am.
There. You're still surprised why I'm angry? God.
All women are gamblers, Emily. Otherwise, we'd never get married.
God.
All women are gamblers. Mr. President, Mr. McCombs.
How do you do, Mr. President? A pleasure indeed, sir. Jesus Christ, Annie, you handle that cigar like a monkey handles a coconut.
I beg your pardon.
Mr. President.
Every time we rehearse the scene, you pull that same trick. Now, you know an actress of any sensitivity
would have
to... Sally, darling. What are you... Sally, this is Stanley Blake. Sally, Sally.
Oh, you know.
That was what the poet called one of those lovely things that isn't meant to last.
One ham on.
Get me Kel goings on. Sally, what's the matter? Are you unhappy about something? What is it? Is it love?
I haven't said my line yet.
Cut it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's 2 years since I've been in New York.
How does it look to you?
Well, about the same as every place else these days, but good. You're looking blooming.
Oh, I'm fine. Just fine.
Well, I don't know whether you've laid any... legs.
Or eggs.
You know, it's none of my goddamn...
Golly, Moses. Where do you want the remains sent?
Is it that bad?
What happened, Mike?
Gee, these New York women are certainly nuts.
Oh, I don't think so.
Lord Christ, I'm knocking myself out if anybody...
Bill, darling!
Hello.
Sally, I want you to meet Van Johnson, president of the Actors Guild.
How do you do? Da-da-da. Say, I meant to tell you, I fixed up a little lab on the porch. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not.
Found a table I could use. Had to extend the gas connection a bit for the Bunsen burner. Look, I hope you don't mind goddamn regret having that.
Yeah, why not? I hope you don't mind.
Well, we're ready to listen. What's the deal?
Well, just like it says there. Oh, Christ, it's not...
Are you comfortable in the house?
Very. Josephine's a fine cook. I'll probably end up getting fat. I hope you don't mind. I meant to tell you... that if I got the line right, I was going to build a laboratory on the goddamn port.
Alma, you don't know where I could find an apartment, do you?
Why, sure, Joel. How about the King's Arms?
King's Arms? Where's the King's Arms?
Around the Queen's ass.
I mean, really. Really.
Oh, shit.
Action,
Oh, you got...